EJX.
It's been a minute since we've had some animal news on the show, right?
Well, animals almost dominated the show yesterday.
That is true.
Yeah.
But did you see that they had to close part of Lassen Volcanic National Park there in California because of an angry otter?
An angry otter is shutting stuff down?
Yeah, had bitten some people, and they're like, ooh, shut it down, shut it down.
What's up with the angry otter?
Yeah, so the mama otter, I guess, was protecting her, like, little otter
family
babies.
Okay.
Yeah, and so anyways, they're like, you know, that's normal. It's a national park, so you got to respect the animals.
Yeah, you're going into their home.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
Probably time for some research.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've ever
dove into? Yeah.
Otter mating? Ooh, river otters mating. Well, this only has 667 views. I'm going to steer clear of that because it doesn't have that many views.
Yeah, must not be that good.
I mean, the 2.9 million views or the 582,000 views or the 1 million. Oh, gosh, that one's good, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's just dive in.
By the way, baby otters are called pups.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's just them.
Oh, they look like they're wrestling. No, they're not wrestling.
No, they are wrestling in the water there.
That is technically difficult. They are in the water.
Well, otter are very.
While they're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's. That...
I mean, she's buoyant.
I was watching with my thought.
Oh, okay. That's at the zoo. We're about ready to see some magic happen at the zoo there.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, hey, girl.
Yeah. Yep, there it is.
The otter's on its back.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on his back, all right.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Well, that's...
That was a lot of learning.
That's some good learning there.
At the zoo. I've noticed a theme in a lot of these animal videos that we've seen.
Yes.
The back is involved.
That is true.
Yep.
That is true. Yeah. So, oh gosh. That one's definitely graphic.
She looks like she's kind of trying to swim away.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Wow.
Oh, wait. Oh, listen. Oh. Listen.
Whoa. Oh, that's like a jackhammer. That is fast movement.
Wow. Okay.
Sit still for a second. Almost done.
Give me. Okay. Five more seconds. All right, so that's exciting. There.
Oh, wow.
So if you were planning on vacationing in California at the Lassen Volcanic National Park, know that it's being protected right now by a mother otter.
They look like they're going to be a lovely family.
I think they will.
Yeah. He's still going.
Good for him.
All right.
JX, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, trying to steal an airplane to deliver weed to your girlfriend, you're doing okay.
Okay.
To Florida we go, where Robert is behind bars. Sorry, spoiler. After he attempted to steal an airplane so he could fly to California to meet his girlfriend while carrying nearly 500 grams of marijuana. Here's the thing. Police were already responding to a stolen vehicle spotted at the airport. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, Robert borrowed someone's car?
When they found a flight instructor who told police that Robert asked him how he could fly a plane.
Quick lesson?
Police found Robert. He was in the seat of a plane on a tarmac.
Oh, wow.
Tried to flee out of the emergency exit. He was detained and arrested.
Okay. This was a grand gesture of love. Can we call it what it is?
Ooh.
Grand gesture.
You're right.
For love. He's trying to get to his girlfriend.
That's all he's trying to do.
He's trying to get her a package.
Yeah, he told the flight instructor. He was like, listen, I own this plane. I just need to fly it to California to meet my girlfriend. By the way, how do you fly it?
This is mine. Do you have an instruction manual somewhere?
Do you have paperwork that says it's yours? No.
Nope.
Don't have any of that. Just trust me.
Trust me.
Would this face lie? So, yeah.
All right, Robert. I mean, maybe his heart was in the right place.
I think it was. Yeah. I think you're right.
He's just trying to
get to
get
his girlfriend.
His girl.
That's right. So again,
it's my girl.
Florida making the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal a plane.
Yeah.
Which that is
bold. Did he really think he's like, no, how hard could it be? Did he really maybe get in the seat and say, how hard could it be to
looks
fly this
like
plane?
Looks just like a car.
Yeah.
Wait, like the gas? Turn it on?
This looks like the doohickey here that'll make it go up. Sure, yeah.
Steering wheel?
Yeah.
Sure.
That should be fine. I'll YouTube it.
That's probably how they caught up to him. He was on the tarmac YouTubing how to fly a plane.
How to fly a plane.
I YouTubed how to break into your car and I got it done.
I YouTubed how to cut my husband's hair. There's a lot of things you can learn on YouTube is our point. Maybe. I'll look it up.
All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal a plane to deliver weed to your girlfriend, you're doing okay.
Yeah. Kids, drugs are bad.
There you go. Got a text question from says simply, need some opinions or advice on girls proposing to guys.
Ooh.
Asking, does it look like the girl is being impatient or pushy?
Yeah, typically when I was dating, never wanted to be the first to say the L word or anything like that because you're afraid you're going to come off
rejection.
As, yes. Or that they'd think you're a little too pushy and they'd run away, stuff like that.
So you're kind of the mindset of let the guy still propose, kind of a more traditional approach.
I would say if you've spoken about it, if you guys have started to talk about that being a possibility, then maybe that's a safe zone.
Yeah,
you take things into your own hands.
Yeah,
but
I guess,
if you haven't ever mentioned it before, that's
yeah.
Real.
I mean, I think that's the key too. Is you got to make sure that that conversation
has happened.
Where if you have mentioned marriage or getting engaged or things like that, then I think that opens the door a little bit more to now. If he's just like, yeah, we'll get engaged. I see a future for us together, and it's been a long time.
Yeah,
and you're like, well, I'm just going to do it. Maybe that's a red flag in itself.
Could be.
You know?
We do need some experts to weigh in on this.
Does it look like the girl's being impatient? I don't think so. But I feel like if he hasn't done it, and I don't know, maybe that's just me being like that traditional mindset of a guy asks a girl to marry him.
Yes, especially back when I was single and dating. It was kind of a thing where most of my friends, it's one of those days that you dream of. You have this story. But there could be, I don't know, maybe there's a mindset now that a lot of women are just like, you know what, I can do that.
I don't know. According to a little poll so far that we've put up on Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show, 62% so far is saying go for it. Another text from a listener says, show him a cute video of a girl proposing to a guy and ask him what he thinks. There's your answer.
Oh.
All right.
That's a fun way to dip your toe in the water.
Sure.
Do a little investigative questions.
Now, you know, I'm a little bit more of the traditional where I was like, well, you know, maybe it's, you know, if the guy hasn't asked you yet, that's a red flag. Like you want to kind of let him lead on that because
yes.
For your fear.
I've always defaulted to letting them lead.
Because of rejection.
Sure.
Okay. Rachel.
So I think traditionally, like you said, it's always been the man who obviously is the one to pop the question. I think if a woman does that, they've already been talking about it. But if a woman wants something nowadays, she knows that she can and she should go for it. If he's in love and, you know, he wants it, then it'll be reciprocated. So I don't think it's the one-sided anymore like it was traditionally.
All right. Have a good one, Rachel.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Oh, Andrew, the love doctor. We sent out the bat signal and you answered.
I heard you early, and of course I'm listening to you guys every morning.
Andrew, the love doctor. So what do you think?
Well, I think first and foremost, you guys hit on some great points. It is a generational thing. People that are my age, it was more of a tradition where the guy asked the woman to marry him. And I think that nowadays, it depends on the age group. If they're in their 20s and 30s and they've talked about it, it's something they've looked at and they've been together a long time, they're on the same page, like Kelly mentioned earlier, there's nothing wrong with the woman asking the guy to marry her. Not a thing wrong with that. Now, with that being said, again, they all have to be on the same page. It has to be something where it's been talked about. Like Ben, you said earlier, if it's something just out of the blue, there's a red flag, probably not something that's good to be doing. But no, this day and age, in this generation, if they're in this generation, you know, right now, absolutely. Not a thing wrong with that. Go for it, girl.
Look
I
at
like
you.
It. Look, we got the official stamp of approval from Andrew the Love Doctor, our resident unofficial official expert.
Love it. Thank you, man.
Keep on loving, guys. Yeah.
So I think the main thing is you got to have had the talk first.
Yes.
If you're both on the same page with the talk where it's like, hey, yeah, you know, getting married. Yeah, that's something. Yeah, for sure. Go for it.
And it's all going to depend, too, on his personality. If you think that he'd totally be cool with that.
Oh my
or
gosh.
If he is one of those traditionalists who think that's his job.
I just got nervous that we are potentially shaping the outcome of her relationship.
Oh, we are. Poo or get off the pot?
Yeah, where it's like,
is that, hey, I feel like that's maybe where she's at.
We've been dating for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Okay.
So anyways, hopefully we help.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist missed connections.
Can I go first?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is a woman for man. It's called He Got What He Deserved.
Oh, okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. I had just taken my fifth shot of mango vodka the other night.
Okay, that's where we're starting.
When I heard a commotion out back, that's when me and a few others ran out there to see what was happening.
Okay.
I couldn't believe my eyes. There you were, 6'3", standing there in the alley, dark hair, leather fringe vest, putting your boot in some drunk idiot's face.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So we got a bar fight situation.
Yeah.
That's when I realized that drunk idiot was my older brother.
Okay.
Now, listen, in this moment, are you thinking, wait, she's got to cheer for her brother, right?
I would think.
Well, listen, I'm sure he did something stupid or said something stupid or looked at you stupid. Okay. Either way, he probably deserved it.
Okay.
So that's why my dumb brother got mad at me when I started cheering for you.
Oh, no.
Go, hot leather fringe vest man.
Oh, my gosh.
He told me to shut up when I told you to put him in the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's when you and I made eye contact, and you did the most romantic thing ever. You spit out a tooth and gave me a thumbs up.
Dang.
A few minutes later, though, I was bummed when the cops rolled in and busted everything up. As they were handcuffing you.
Oh, my gosh.
I took the opportunity to slip you my number. Call me when you make bail. Hey.
Wow. Well, let's hope that's not the end of that chapter, all right?
Well, maybe it's going to be a little awkward moving forward with the brother, just saying.
Yeah, I was going to say. Right. Okay, this is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Okay, this is I showed you around on your first day, man for woman.
Okay.
We don't see many people in here younger than 50 these days.
Oh, wow. Okay, so are we in a nursing home? What's happening?
So I was pleasantly surprised when they assigned me to be your tour guide. I don't know what made you curious about the, quote, natural life.
Wait a second, natural?
But I know that just the idea of being free from clothes made me feel so fancy and free almost 30 years ago.
That's what I was afraid of. I was afraid of that. We're at a nudist camp. All right.
It happened one day when I was too lazy to get dressed for work and never looked back.
Oh, is that how that happens? I always wondered why people choose that lifestyle.
Around.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. But enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
You had short brown hair, cute dimples, and were fully clothed.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was at least 20 years your senior and, of course, fully unclothed.
Oh, God.
I was disappointed you chose not to disrobe for the tour, but I'm a professional, so I managed to stay somewhat focused.
Oh, God.
But after showing you the game room, you suddenly became quiet, and that's when I looked down below and quickly learned why.
Why?
Awkward. So I made an ill-timed joke about my car antenna needing straightening. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You cut the tour short and left. It was...
I don't blame her. You know what? Do you think maybe she happened upon this, quote, resort, thinking it was probably different, quickly realized, oh my God, I am in the wrong place, and then hightailed it out there, especially when the crooked antenna showed up again?
Maybe. You cut the tour short and left. It was obvious you didn't appreciate a man with quick wit and a stiff sense of humor.
Oh God, why'd he say stiff?
If you see this... I hope you come back.
She's not. She's not ever coming back.
Probably not. Probably not. You know what? Love is a tricky thing, is it not?
It is. It is tricky. And, you know, maybe the next tour he gives will be his lady love that'll stick around. Oh.
That was
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. It's group therapy.
All right. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey. So, thank you for allowing us to contact you. Will you walk us through what you wrote us?
Sure. Okay. So, you know, I always thought that my wife enjoyed our bedroom life.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
cook. But recently she asked me to spice things up by talking dirty to her in the bedroom.
Oh, all right.
So I tried doing that, and she didn't like it.
Like, you weren't any good? You weren't saying what she wanted to hear, or?
Well, she didn't specifically tell me what she wanted to hear, so, like, I didn't know. So, you know, she said she just wanted it to be spontaneous and, like, sexy.
Okay. I feel like you and I are cut from the same cloth. Like, spontaneous and sexy isn't in our DNA.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm just, like, so confused, though, because, like, I need some guidance and don't know where else to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any suggestions from, like, the ladies in your audience as to, like, what they'd like to hear?
Oh, wow.
So, are you asking for the women listening to text or call us and give you suggestions?
No.
Yes.
This is the most random request I think that we've ever gotten. But I appreciate you, Kevin, and I appreciate you thinking about our show when it comes to this.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Kelly, you're a woman.
Yeah, no, not gonna. Uh-uh. I am not. Nope. Not going there.
Do you?
Nope. Uh-uh.
Do you?
No. Uh-uh. Kevin, like, really, really precious that you're coming to us for this, but I would really like to have this conversation off the air.
I feel like I could paraphrase if people were to text, right? We could do that. Because
are you going
to
put a sexy voice on?
I am.
Oh, wow. Don't do that. Nope. Don't do that. This is no. Oh, God. See, no, and I feel for Kevin because it's like, it sounds like he's tried it.
Okay, so.
And then she criticized him, so that doesn't make him feel safe.
Maybe as
to
Kim's,
try again.
Right, maybe as Kim suggests via text message, whisper all the chores you did that day.
Oh, yes. I 100% agree with that.
I vacuumed.
Yes.
Folded the laundry.
Yes.
Emptied the dishwasher.
Did you vacuum?
I didn't vacuum, but I'll get to
oh,
that.
Oh, come on!
I'll get... Sorry, I ruined it!
You did! See?
All right.
You were going so well.
Maybe you have suggestions for poor Kevin, and really for me, too, I guess. If
oh, yeah, take
and,
notes.
And any guy within the sound of our voices, right?
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, right smack dab in the middle of trying to help out Kevin in group therapy. He is trying to spice some things up for his lady, and she has not been as receptive to his efforts. Allie texted in, it's always a terrible insecure feeling when your significant other needs spice, though. Yeah, true statement. Greg texted in, yet another morning spent outside the comfort, Kevin. Yeah, I don't know. I'm doubting if we're the right people to come to, but Kevin, I appreciate you trusting us with this. We'll see if we can get him some more suggestions on how he might be able to make his lady happy.
Kevin messaged us and talked to him. He is asking for help in talking dirty to his wife.
OMG. Andrea is like, I need to go into the office and pretend to be a professional, but I'm just sitting here nervously waiting to see what dirty stuff people send in. Katie's like, I have absolutely nothing to offer, but I'm here for the suggestion.
Yeah, right. I know. I kind of am too. So Lisa's all like, hey, if a guy talks dirty to me, I'm just going to punch him in the face because it's weird. All right. Well, then there's that. But then we get a random text message that just says, this feels so weird to text. I like being told how good it feels, how dirty
stop
I am.
Stop,
I know. It's hard for us to reiterate this.
And stuff like that. I don't want to be brought into Kevin's bedroom. I don't.
Wanda,
I don't want to be there.
Wanda rolls in. Listen, any listener of ours by the name of Wanda, you know, is going to have some experience under her belt.
Oh my God.
Wanda rolls in, Kevin, honey. Oh, God.
Can you say that?
Just blank her blank, 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 blank the hair.
Oh, God.
And if she blank, blank, talk, whisper in her ear, dirty, 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 dirty. LMAO.
No.
All right.
I wonder, you say I say I love you.
Natalie, hey.
I think he should say, like, I've been looking for for this all day. I've been, you know, wanting this all day. I'm going to punish you.
I'm going to punish you?
This is not an crime. This is not in any kind of order.
Natalie, I'm blushing. I feel like I'm learning more about you than I wanted.
Oh, I just started OnlyFans. I don't know if I should wait.
All right, those are good starts.
I think that's a pretty good start. I think someone else can take over from there.
All right, sounds good. Yes, Natalie, I appreciate you.
Not a problem.
Hey, Tony.
I got advice for Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Kevin learned how to say a few phrases about his wife in French.
Okay, do you have that example?
Why, myself? No, but merci beaucoup, mademoiselle.
Okay, all right. That sounds very romantic, I guess.
You know, he can actually send a low tone voice, and he can learn how to say a few things about her that will be actually not really strong sexual content, but it's in a different language, and with a low tone stuff mode, it comes out as sexy.
All right. Tony, appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, obviously this has worked for Tony.
I think we're doing it wrong.
I'm going to say to my wife tonight, can I whisper in your ear?
Oh, she's going to punch you, I think.
Brittany texts in and says, I can't even look at myself in the mirror putting on my makeup on due to the awkwardness of this right now. Listen, Brittany, we're having to field all these text messages, and how do we edit them in real time?
Oh, God. I just got a text message. If someone starts talking to me in French during all that, I'm kicking them out. I don't know if we're on board with the French.
I got a text from a listener. Just ask if she's been bad. And then follow it with blank, blank, blank.
Stop.
Blank, blank.
Stop. Ashley's like, I'm not even sure what I just walked in on. Yeah, neither are we.
Here's the thing. Kevin, when a listener comes to us for needs in the bedroom, we need to deliver.
Yes, okay. We do have a responsibility to serve our audience, and Kevin's our audience, and we're trying to help him out. Still reeling over Kevin's group therapy and needing advice on how to spice things up for his wife. Sarah texted, just tell him to imagine he's yelling at a little old lady who's crossing the street way too slow. After every few cuss words, just insert a slang term for women. He can always apologize later. I don't know if that's the right advice. So many people texting in. Kim is like, me, LMAO at Kevin. Also me, taking notes. I don't know if this next discussion is going to make us any less awkward, but maybe it might help. Add slogans that can also work for the special time.
Ran across this Reddit thread where it's advertising slogans, right? The advertising slogans that could be used when...
When what?
Like...
Specific products?
KFC's finger licking good. These are things that... Advertising products that you could use... In the bedroom.
Okay, so these are slogans that could work for...
They're not...
Bedroom products.
Yeah, they're not meant to be...
No, but they the could bedroom, be used.
But they could be, like KFC's right. Finger Licking Good, that
got
slogan.
It. Okay, got it. All right.
Allstate.
You're in good hands?
Yes.
Yeah. I could see some guys using these as pickup lines.
Wendy's?
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
Again, these are just normal advertising slogans that when you take them out of context and you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe these could also work in the bedroom.
These could be lines on a third day. What date? What number of date are we at?
Arby's.
This is appropriate. We've got the meat.
Yeah.
All right. I get it. I get it. Okay.
M&M's?
Are they talking about the melts in your mouth, not in your hands? Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, we're talking about candy. We're talking about candy.
Again.
But when we say it in this context,
yeah,
it feels weird.
It feels weird.
It feels wrong.
Like Gatorade's slogan.
What is Gatorade's slogan? I don't know that one.
Is it in you?
Oh!
by itself just a fine slogan.
Right.
Talking about Gatorade.
Yes.
Are those electrolytes in you?
Yes. Well, to give you energy. Okay. Now I'm how many more of these we have? Are we done?
UPS?
I feel like we're done. What can brown do for you? I'm not sure if that one fits.
I mean, Nike.
Just do it.
Obviously.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
What else do we
got? Are we giving guys like pickup lines to seal the deal? Again, I feel like that's what this is now.
These are advertising slogans that also could be working in the bedroom.
Okay. All right. All right. Do you think that the advertising agencies, when they were coming up with these for these products, considered this?
No.
Okay.
Not one iota.
Probably didn't.
So anyways, had a little fun with that thread.
That's a fun time.
Maybe we just started off on, that's Facebook worthy, right?
Is it?
There's worse on Facebook.
Oh, there is. All right. Well, it's not us. It's Reddit.
Maybe we just started off just
here.
Maybe with the KFC. We'll just start it off with dipping the toe in.
Okay.
And let you roll.
We'll start. This is ours. And then open it up to you guys.
Yeah.
And your creativity.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
To cover the ones we missed.
Jimmy John's?
Freaky fast, freaky good. That works.
Burger King.
Have it your way?
Yeah.
All righty.
I mean, let's stay in the fast food hamburger lane.
All right.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
I'm loving it. I like it. And a compliment to your guy.
Subway. Home of the...
Footlong? That's aggressive. That's aggressive.
Teresa rolls in with Domino's.
30 minutes or less.
30 minutes or less, yeah. Oh, my gosh. The other Subway slogan, I guess.
Eat fresh.
Eat fresh, yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, this all from a Reddit thread, just advertising slogans that could also be used in the bedroom, which, you know, fun to think about.
Fun.
Yeah, fun.
Fun.
Yep, Christy again, KFC, finger licking good. Love that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's good.
So awkward.
I mean, there are worse things.
I mean, if you dig deep, we'll probably find many.
There are
many,
worse.
Many.
Yeah. So, yes, Tim, Nikes.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. It.
Us. Oh gosh. Pork.
What is pork slogan?
The other white meat.
Oh God.
That's so bad.
It's what's for dinner.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, you can, oh my gosh.
We're going to keep the Renee fun on Facebook.
Text in goldfish crackers. Snacks that make you smile.
Well, how right. you doing?
You're a snack that makes me smile.
Still continuing on with these ad slogans. I feel like this could help Kevin. I hope he's still listening because these could help. Ad slogans that can maybe work for that special romantic time. Jared said, get in the zone. Auto zone. I think that's a good one. We've also got another text message. Let your fingers do the walking. Yellow pages. Also a very good suggestion. We've got more of those coming up. Keep them coming. Text us 502-571-9970 or Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
We did a segment, ad slogans that could also double in the bedroom, you know, like Arby's.
We have the meats.
We have the meats. Yeah, stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Got a text from a listener who said, or you could say the ad slogan and then tag it with in my pants. Like, for example, Nike, just do it.
In my pants. Okay.
So I thought this might be kind of a fun little sequel to the segment.
Okay.
Like Budweiser, the king of beers, in my pants.
All right.
Hallmark. When you care enough to send the very best.
In my pants? Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Again,
I don't know.
KFC.
Finger looking good in my pants. All right. I don't know how much further we can go with this little game.
All your...
I can just picture like kids repeating this incessantly to their parents.
What, in my pants?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
United Airlines? Fly the friendly skies.
In my pants.
In my pants.
Okay. It's weird.
It is a little bit.
A little bit.
Burger King?
Have it your way.
In my pants?
Okay. This is a sassy game to play.
This is all stupid.
It's dumb.
This is all stupid.
This is like adding in bed at the end of your fortune cookie. Fortune.
BMW's slogan?
What is their slogan?
The ultimate driving machine.
In my pants. Okie doke.
Wendy's.
Where's the beef? In the pants. That's a question and an answer, isn't it? A
couple more to add to it. The fun in my pants game that everybody can play at home.
The fun in my pants game?
Where you take an ad slogan, you just add in my pants to the end of it. Like Nike's Just Do It.
In my pants.
That's right. Campbell's Soup from Nate. Good?
Oh, wow. In my pants.
Shannon texted in, what about Subway?
Eat fresh?
Wow.
I don't want to finish that sentence.
All right. We'll leave it at that.
I want this game to get us fired.
We'll leave it at that.
People just tune in at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, context, people. Context.
99.7 DJX. All the hits.
In my pants.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, if you're carrying your phone and streaming in your back pocket or something,
maybe,
right?
Something like that.
All right.
Again, we don't want this bit to get us fired.
No.
So we'll leave it at that.
All right.
We've all made those purchases, kind of regret. We're like, why did I do that? Either it didn't turn out the way you thought it would, or it's just turned into an incredible waste of money.
So this started back in May. I saw an Instagram ad for something I thought would be perfectly suited for my husband for Father's Day. So, yay for me. I was thinking so far ahead, right?
Ah.
And I thought, okay, no problem. I thought I was buying a, like, golf cornhole game.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time you've bought something from Instagram.
No, and it's worked out pretty well.
Sure.
In the past. So, I thought it said U.S. shipping.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was led to believe it was shipping from the U.S.
Sure.
Which turned out to not be true.
Get out of here.
I know. Shocking. Plot twist, right?
Okay. This plot twist.
So, I get an email from the original shop, you know, hey, thanks for your order. And then I get an update email several weeks later from a different shop altogether, where if you go to the shop, there is this product that I bought doesn't exist.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Maybe they discontinued it, or maybe it was sold out. Was that the case?
No.
Oh.
This began the red flags.
Okay.
That went up. And so then I started the whole email process of, hey, what did I buy again? Please clarify, because I wanted to make sure it was what I thought I was buying. Long story short, about 45 days later, I get the product.
Oh, good.
It looks a little different.
So it's not the cornhole golf ball set that you purchased.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like two boards, you know, all these golf balls, little tee thing that you hit off of, all that, little carrying bag, the things, instructions. I got a golf ball.
And like the rest of the set was coming later?
Nope.
Okay.
Just a single golf ball from China.
So that was the Father's Day gift that you had purchased off of Instagram. That was the golf cornhole board that you were hoping your husband would enjoy.
In late July.
Ah, okay. So about a month after Father's Day.
Yeah.
So
I was a little angry. And of course, you know, they say, oh, you know, we want you to be satisfied. I'm like, that's great. And they're like, yeah, I can't. I escalated it to like PayPal. I'm complaining. I'm like, this is fraud. They didn't give me anything that they said they were going to give me, and I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm out $29.
No, it was
an embracement price. I thought that's a really good price for a game like that, right?
Sure.
$29.
All right. Your husband ended up getting a golf ball for Father's Day.
Yeah.
All right.
And he said he inspected it. He's a golfer.
Yeah.
he knows golf balls. He said, that's not even a good golf ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it's not now, like he can even really use that.
Right. Now, we've done the show, what are the drunk purchases you've made, mm-hmm. Which could almost be in the same category as dumb things that you've purchased.
Sure.
However, you did this of sober mind.
Sure did. I had the best of intentions. And again, like I said, it looked really cool. The little video, these people looked like they were having the time of their lives. And I thought, I want to have the time of our life like that.
Yeah.
With that game.
I will say that you can see it all up Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. But one of my favorite comments under the post, John, who purchased an extra large dog pool, it too came from China. And the pool was about as big as his actual foot. It was maybe 10 inches around, and that's it. That extra large. You know, cameras are several amazing. People. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, several people were duped by that one.
Yeah. So you can dive into that or post your own. Text us 502-571-9970. Dumbest things you've purchased. I'm enjoying this thread on Facebook. This is all kind of snowballing from Kelly's golf game that she tried to purchase for her husband. Took what? Couple months and
45 days.
Yeah, 45 days.
Came in the form of one single golf ball. That's what they called the golf game.
Yeah.
Which was highly misrepresented on Instagram.
Carrie said she ordered 4 sun loungers. Nice. Received a cheap 10-cent ring.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Desiree.
That's drastically different.
Yeah, got another ring from China when she thought she was buying an inflatable hot tub. Wow.
Oh. That is different.
That is a lot different. Barb rolls in. Got a text from a listener who said, I ordered an inflatable water slide for my kids. About $100. Kept emailing the company. The website I got it from was removed. Made a case with PayPal. Then I received an email with a USPS tracking number. Received a package from the tracking with that tracking number with one pair of dirty socks.
What is happening?
Yeah.
This is so crazy. So this is the thing. The problem with PayPal is if you open your case a little too early, like you only have one shot to give them all your evidence. Like I couldn't go back and update them like, oh, hey, I did actually get the product and it's drastically different than what I thought I was buying. I'm not able to send them that new little update. And so they may judge against me. And once that decision is rendered, it's final.
Oh, final. It's like Judge Judy.
It's like my $29 will never return.
Yeah, you can go through some of the posts there on Facebook. There are several that have a certain theme. They all seem to be coming from China. But
yes. They the websites like pack up in the middle of the night and disappear.
Yeah, but I'll tell you that this isn't necessarily like dumbest thing you've purchased because it's not dumb thing you purchased. It's just you got swindled.
We got duped.
Yeah, you got duped into thinking that you were buying something when in fact you were not buying that at all and getting something else. So anyway.
And listen, I've gotten many wonderful products from Instagram and Facebook ads. My husband, one of his favorite shirts is Best Pug Dad. I got that.
Didn't you before this, so you really never learned your lesson, did you? Because didn't you before this order a nice pair of
Can you talk about my headphones?
Professional headphones.
Why did you bring that up years ago?
Okay.
I like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Right,
there are other good things. I said, you know what? Those look like fine products. They look like fine people. I'm trying to support the economy.
Sure.
That's why I shop.
I'm going to go back in. Those headphones looked legit.
They did. They were just a little cheaper on eBay. Yeah. Turns out it was just the shell that looked legit inside. Yeah. Really not so much.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. So anyways.
You know where they came from?
China.
Oh. Talking about dumb purchases, or I guess instances where you kind of got swindled. Shaq texted in, had a few drinks on a group trip to Dominican Republic with friends, walked the beach to a market, thought it would be funny to buy some Speedos and show up on the pirate ship ride we were doing. So I bought a pair, went back to put them on, and apparently I bought a youth medium. Still drinking, I decided to wear them. I'm going to need some pics, though, Shaq. Go ahead and send those.
So we have heard several kids sing songs, especially over the past several months. One of the more famous.
I wonder what's inside your book. I wonder what's inside your book.
Yeah, and one of what's inside your butthole. Instant classic there. But you came across a group of almost singers there on Facebook, the Kelly family, they're called.
It's kind of magical. I just was scrolling. Somebody posted this on my feed. I decided to click because when someone says, what the heck am I watching? I click that.
Okay, and you were greeted with... Okay, so it's a little kid kind of in front of the rest of his family with a microphone prancing around on stage singing, I ain't gonna pee my bed tonight. I mean, from the lyrics, it doesn't sound like there's much more depth to the song than just the straight, I ain't gonna pee my bed tonight.
Oh, but yeah, it gets better.
That's when the family chimes in with, I ain't gonna pee pee my bed tonight.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, you really cut it off a little too short because...
Oh, do you want me to continue going?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
I mean, he is singing from a place of truth. He is,
I mean, I believe him.
I know. He is singing from a place where he is singing reality for him.
Yes.
Would you say this was maybe from like the 80s? Like, this is probably 40 years old.
70s.
Okay. This is, close to 30, 40, maybe, 40 some years old.
I can't believe this family didn't see the success that the Partridge family did. It's very much like it is.
Who knows if they did it on a singing competition or what? Are we going to, have we shared that on our Facebook page yet?
Oh, we will.
Okay. At Ben and Kelly Show. Okay, there you go.
I mean, you feel it.
You really do.
Don't you?
I mean, between the I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole Girl song to the I Ain't Gonna Pee-Pee My Bed Tonight, I mean, we've covered pretty much all the bases.
I mean, that's a pledge to his family right there. We're backing him up.